No one was hurt after gunfire broke out Thursday night in Canton. Police initially responded just after 10 to the 2200 block of 9th Street Southwest on reports. People ran from a home and opened fire. Neighbors later told officers those involved came from an alley next to the house. Police discovered signs a party had been taking place behind the home. Witnesses said a passenger in a white car fired multiple rounds before leaving the area. 6 shell casings were recovered. Police turned up no property damage. Canton man who allegedly threatened to shoot up a Perry Township business has pleaded not guilty. 21-year-old Jameson Clark was arraigned today in Canton Municipal Court. He faces charges including making terroristic threats, inducing panic, and aggravated menacing. Clark being held on $50,000 bond. He's accused of threatening Octa Pharma Plasma Wednesday morning, prompting a lockdown at the business. Preliminary hearing set for June 5th. Lawsuit filed against the Louisville School District claims a preschool student was left on a district van for hours last August. Family's attorney said the North Nimishillen Elementary student remained on the vehicle for nearly 3 hours while the driver finished routes, then for about an hour at the driver's home. The driver reportedly did not realize the nonverbal autistic boy was still in the van until a staff member noticed he never made it to school. Superintendent Michelle Schaefer said district procedures were not followed. The suit also claims the video from the van was damaged, deleted, or recorded over. The suit seeks a jury trial and at least $25,000 in damages. A teen sentenced on child pornography-related charges will spend 5 to 7.5 years in prison. 19-year-old Xavier Williams pleaded guilty May 21st, multiple counts of pandering obscenity involving a minor, and was sentenced by Common Pleas Judge Kristen Farmer. The case involved the sale, distribution, and possession of obscene material involving a minor between October 2024 and May of last year. Williams was also given 5 years probation in order to register as a Tier 2 sex offender. Nearly 70 acres of the former Sanctuary Golf Course in Plain Township will be developed into senior housing and single-family homes after trustees approved a rezoning plan. Repository reports the vote came during a Thursday meeting. Developers say the plan addresses housing needs, while some residents raised concerns about traffic and density. The project calls for assisted living, senior apartments, and more than 50 homes. Nimishillen Township trustees have approved a series of measures, including a nearly $499,000 road paving project with North Star Asphalt of North Canton. Trustees also agreed Thursday to recycle old fire department equipment, including a washer, dryer, and refrigerator, with proceeds returned to the fire department. Zoning inspector received approval to declare 14 properties public nuisances due to high grass, debris, abandoned vehicles, or multiple violations. Multiple housing projects in Northeast Ohio getting new state funding. Habitat for Humanity of East Central Ohio receiving $900,000 to build or rehabilitate 9 homes in Carroll, Harrison, Jefferson, Stark, and Tuscarawas counties. Canton for All People will receive $900,000 for 9 homes, $400,000 going to the Portage County Land Bank for 4 homes. Nearly $27 million in grants being received by 57 counties. It's part of the latest round of the Welcome Home Ohio program. Downtown Canton getting a major facelift now that the former main library has been demolished. Officials gathered Thursday afternoon for a ceremonial groundbreaking to kick off construction of a $54 million facility. Library services have temporarily moved to the former Nationwide building. The new 70,000-square-foot hub will open in the summer of 2028, featuring modern meeting rooms, green spaces, and new technology. Dozens of Columbiana County residents packed a public meeting Thursday night to voice concerns and support for a new data center and power plant. The proposed 510 acres of Harris development in Yellow Creek Township promises to generate its own electricity without affecting local power prices. WKBN-TV reports company officials the meeting stated there's a 90% chance the project moves forward. Youngstown police say a man is charged with murder after a deadly shooting early Wednesday. 22-year-old Darius Smith was arrested at the scene after officers were called to the 900 block of East Dewey Avenue on the city's south side. Officers found a man shot to death inside a home. Smith scheduled to be arraigned in municipal court this afternoon. The victim's name has not been released. Boardman police investigating after a gun accidentally discharged inside Finn Feather Fur Outfitters Wednesday afternoon, slightly injuring an employee. Officers say a worker was grazed in the arm after a .38 caliber pistol went off near a display case just before 3 o'clock. Police say the customer carrying the gun had entered the store to buy a holster and argued with employees who asked him to have the weapon checked and cleared, according to store policy. During the encounter, an employee pulled the slide back on the pistol and a round fired, shattering a glass case. Afterward, the customer reportedly refused to identify himself, took back the gun, and left the store. Police are reviewing surveillance footage.